this book is you and your individualism and your path of poker, from weak to strong and from fearful to fearless. This book is about trusting yourself and becoming your own player. This book is also about to start. Right after I tell you that my Twitter name is TheTommyAngelo, my Facebook page is TommyAngelo Operations, my other two books are called Painless Poker and A Rubber Band Story, and I send out a newsletter. And all of that stuff is at my website, TommyAngelo.com. About the author. I started going steady with poker when I was 14 years old. I'd been crazy about her since we first met, back when I was 7. But she wouldn't have anything to do with me back then. She told me to look her up when I had some money, and then we could have some real fun. Well, when I turned 14, I was rolling in cash. I had it coming in from 5 directions. I was a paper boy, window washer, lawnmower, snow shoveler, and a soda jerk for 2 hours a night at a buck an hour. I knew poker only wanted me for my money, but I didn't care. I said, okay, poker, I'm all grown up now. Take me, I'm yours. And that's when poker and I got serious. That's when we hooked up for real, for good. Poker and I spent a lot of time together during my high school years. And then, when I turned 18, everything changed. I don't know what happened, I don't know what went wrong, but somehow I fell in love with another game. I had a long and ecstatic affair with bridge. For the next 5 years, I was either playing bridge, about to play bridge, or wishing I was about to play bridge. I still saw poker once a week, but poker wanted way more from me than that. My romance with bridge ended abruptly when I accidentally became a full-time professional musician for 8 years. My relationship with poker stayed strong, even though I continued to split my affections. In my life, I've obsessed for years each at Scrabble and chess and backgammon and gin. And through it all, there was poker, always poker, ready to take me back. One by one, as they had come, the other games fell away. It's just me and poker now, as it was in the beginning. About this book. When I was growing up, there was only one person in the known universe who wrote about card games, and his name was Edmund Hoyle. We had some of his books in our house, and I still have one of them on a shelf. I haven't opened it since way back when, and suddenly I'm curious what's inside. I just opened it up. It's a small paperback. The pages are yellow and halfway to crumbling. I'm going to leaf through it and look for something meaty or profound that transcends time and rings true today. Leafing. Still leafing. Pretty dry stuff, mostly. I'm no longer hoping to find anything in here about the glorious greatness of poker as the ultimate human endeavor, or anything like that. Leafing. Okay, here's something. At the beginning of a section called Strategy of Poker, there is a list of 5 big-picture ideas, which are then expanded on in the text. Here is the list. Strategy of Poker. To become a good player, one must learn the poker hands thoroughly. Learn the relative values of the hands, what sort of hand may be expected to win the pot. Learn how many cards it is best to draw to the various poker combinations. Learn the odds against winning with any particular hand, and how to figure the odds offered by the pot. And last, observe the other players in the game to learn their habits and to read their probable strength or weakness from their actions and mannerisms. And at the same time, avoid giveaway mannerisms of one's own. It was number 5 that made me smile when I read it and realized that, yes, I do know how to play poker according to Hoyle. I became a professional poker player in 1990 when I was 32 years old. Before that, I played music 5 nights per week in a country rock band. I performed on drums for 4 years and then piano for 4 years. During that time, playing music was my career and playing poker was a hobby.